What happened?
Oh, what the hell? We may be tokens, but we're damn good-looking ones.
Hello, welcome back to the Country Caribbean Podcast. I am your host, Lynn, the friendly Black Heidi, and welcome back. Father's Day was yesterday, and my dad was at work, so I was at work, so like everybody else just chilled. My brother has no kids, so it was just another Sunday, just without the dinner, because I didn't cook. But nah, I stayed off of social media on Father's Day because everybody's showing off their daddies and shit, and I want to see other stuff besides that. I know that people were mad that people were wishing single moms Mother's Day, or the fact that, you know, just bringing up single moms in general. And to be honest, y'all need to apply more pressure on these niggas who are not in their child's life. That's it. Instead of being mad at single moms, be mad at the fucking dad, bro. Ain't it y'all day? Exactly. But yes, I mean, I ain't had nothing to say for Father's Day, so I kept to myself. Now, while other people were expressing how they feel, I kept to myself. But yeah, I stayed off of social media because I'm like, okay, it's just going to be pictures of people named daddies. I mean, some of y'all daddies look good or whatever, but I'm sipping on green tea. Drink that before I get... I like to drink some type of liquid or something, a hot liquid, before I eat for the day. It's like what it's called, some type of fasting where you don't eat before, I think, 11 p.m. So I don't really have breakfast. I kind of have brunch, or unless I have to work in the morning, then I actually eat before 11 a.m. But if it's a regular day, then I just wait till 11 a.m. to eat, but I still try to put something on my stomach. I try to work out before I get my day started, but this week is going to be very physical on me. So I'm not going to add extra exercise on my bones since I'm going to be very busy. So my tip, this is my tea party tip. Do not hit the snooze button and go back to sleep, because you might end up having a nightmare. And because that happened to me, I had a freaking nightmare and I woke up like, what does this mean? So get up. I mean, you might be tired, you know, get you some coffee or whatever in your system, but you just got to get up, because sometimes going back to sleep is bad news. So in the last episode, I talked about the song Feng Shui. So I actually looked up an article about Feng Shui in your crib. And of course, they talked about how it's more than just aesthetic. But they said, like, they said things as having your door. No, actually having your bed near the door. Having earth, metal, fire in your place. So candles, plants, probably a organizer, a metal organizer, or a jewelry holder, or shoot, a metal bed frame, or you can have a wood bed frame that's part of earth with the wood. And I was like, oh wow, feng shui, you know, you guys hear about it. So now that you finally have something to put it to, it's like, okay, this whole time I've been having feng shui, or I've been going to places and they've been having feng shui. Okay. But yes.
They were not unfriendly. They were just minding their business and being Black.
So for this episode, I'm going to be talking about the unfriendly Black Heidi, Black woman's image in the media, what's an unfriendly Black Heidi, and so many more other stuff. There's actually a podcast called The Unfriendly Black Heidi, and I just figured that out when I was looking up information for that. So The Unfriendly Black Heidi, the word first came about when one of popular movies from the early 2000s, Mean Girls, and The unfriendly black hottie basically described how all black people hang out with each other when they're in white spaces or they don't want to deal with white nonsense. You know, they make this, we all make this certain face when we peep some shit and we're like, what the fuck? And it's how we just don't have time for their ish. In the movie, all the black students, I mean, literally, it was probably like five of them. They all hung out with each other. They got called unfriendly because, like I said, when you looked at them, they're like, the fuck is your problem? What are you looking at and stuff? And then also, they just didn't have time for all that stuff. With us women's image, of course, the unfriendly part comes in because, you know, they want to say that we're angry, we're this and this and that, we're unapproachable, blah, blah, blah. When actually, we're really friendly. It's just that don't come at me with no bullshit and don't try to make me morph into this form that you want me to be. The little model image of a black person in America. And then we're cool. That's it. Just don't come with that white nonsense at all. Don't come with the BS. So the unfriendly black hottie is more than just me, like Mean Girls. There's so many movies, especially in the 90s and early 2000s, where the black best friend is very unfriendly and she's kind of a mean girl. And I actually like the Mean Girls. I think we need to see more black women being mean girls because we have every... Just kidding. But yes, I know that Gabrielle Union, every majority of characters that she played were considered unfriendly black hotties. She always stares in black girl confusion and she didn't take nobody's shit. But the unfriendly black girl is not unfriendly. Unfriendly black girl is misunderstood. That's what I feel like. She's friendly. She's very cool, down to earth. And she's just like any other person. It's just that she has resting bitch face. That's it. Or maybe the people are intimidated by her. Whether it's how she walks, how she talks, how she dresses, things that she is passionate about. That's just it. But there's so many movies where I think Angela Bassett, she's been unfriendly by Heidi. Another woman, oh my gosh, she be in so many. She was in A Thin Line Between Love and Hate. She also played the mother, I think, in Tyler Perry's Family, was it? No, it wasn't Family Reunion. I can't remember what it was called. But it was the one with the two sisters. And the sister was getting abused. You know, ugh. I can't remember it. It comes on all the fucking time, bro. But yeah, she played the mother in that. She played in Eve's Bio by, oh, I hope I said that right. But it was like a Louisiana voodoo type of movie. Wow, I can't remember her name. But also, the woman that played in Girlfriends as Williams, she ended up becoming Williams' wife and girlfriend. She stayed with a fresh pressing curl. Hair had a lot of volume. And I would say she's an unfriendly black hottie. And Tony's character from Girlfriends was considered an unfriendly black hottie. But the thing was, they weren't unfriendly. It was just that they're human. That's it. They're just human. But many people had an issue with the term unfriendly black hottie. And this article from, oh, I hope I'm saying this right, but it is called theneuenude.com. And their article from 2017 was talking about Mean Girls, Bring It On, and the problem with the unfriendly black hottie narrative. And they said that unlike ISIS and the teens from North Shore High Cafeteria, the unfriendly black hottie always takes the form of the black best friend in cartoons. So we're going to say the black friend from Miranda from Ginger, I believe that's her name, character from Recess. And they were just talking about how they need more black writers because when non-black people write for black characters, it kind of fits into a trope. It kind of fits into a stereotype. And we're not we're more than, like, black people can be more than just one thing. And it's so funny because people will, because when they see black women fitting into more than just one thing, it's an issue. And they're like, oh my gosh, you're trying to be white. Oh my gosh, you're trying to be Asian, blah, 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 blah. So it's always an issue. I believe there's always a mystery to black girls. Like, people are always like, oh my gosh, you know, I wonder if she's nice. Is she going to be mean to me? Is she going to cuss me out? I want to compliment her shoes and ask where she got them from. I think it's always a mystery to black women because people don't know how to approach us without coming off weird because of our image and things they probably heard. And like I said, resting bitch face. So they're like, oh my gosh, what the hell? But it is true though, even I do this as well. If I'm in a place and I'm kind of like I'm uncomfortable or I don't know what to do, I do tend to gravitate to other black people because it's like, hey, somebody that is similar to me, even if we have different backgrounds, grew up different, came from different areas, it's like, somebody that can most likely relate to me. So it's not saying we're segregating ourselves, but it's more like I want to be around somebody that I have something in common with. I mean, yeah, I'll get to know everybody else, but if I'm in a new area, you tend to gravitate towards people that are mostly like you. But I feel like people are intimidated by the unfriendly black hottie and labeling her unfriendly because they're intimidated. They don't know how to approach this person. And a lot of the hotties have confidence. They wear whatever they want. They do whatever they want. And they're not going to tiptoe around you and your whatever the hell you got going on. So me, I did, I go by Lynn. So that's why I'm going to go by. I go by Lynn. But there's so many people named Lynn. What can I do that's going to be different from other people? So I was going to first call myself Lynn, the unfriendly black hottie. But I was like, no, I kind of look into words. And if you call yourself unfriendly, you call yourself sneaky and stuff, I don't think people are going to kind of like that. So I call myself Lynn, the friendly black hottie. Because I am very friendly, and it's also kind of flipping what has been told, even though the unfriendly black hottie, the mean girl, I want to see more of that because I like it. If you're going to be a mean girl 100%, not just in certain parts. But I decided to call myself friendly. I've always been friendly. My friendliness have gotten me in trouble with people because, like I said, there's always a mystery. Like, ain't nobody that friendly. There's something else to you. No, baby, I am friendly. It's okay.
Hey, connect to your Bluetooth real quick.
So, all right. So my outside tune for this episode, it's kind of on the rock and roll type of side. I discovered this song because I mostly listen to the same thing all the time. And I was like, let me see, this is something different. So the name of it is Hollywood Sucks by Kenny Hoopla. He's a black artist and the song is with Travis Barker. And Travis Barker is also on Willow's song as well. Also, we all know that Willow song, like that song is good as fuck. But yes, Hollywood Sucks. I'm putting a little snippet. So that's just a little headbanger for you. So thank you for listening to the Country Caribbean podcast. You can check me out on Instagram, Country Caribbean. Facebook, The Country Caribbean Podcast, Twitter, _ALYNNB, and I'll talk to you in the next episode.